So my name's Dr. Amel Al-Sayer. I'm a consultant psychiatrist in general adult psychiatry at St. John's Hospital in Livingston. Being able to consult in my office, I feel helps me make a human connection because they can see that I've got a nice picture up on the wall and they can connect that, well, this is a person as well. So much about being a doctor is making a human connection, as well as a professional relationship being maintained and making a diagnosis and a treatment plan. And I don't think it's unique to mental health. I think all doctors need to make a human connection to be better doctors because we're treating humans, not cogs in a machine. So when you're moving to a recovery model, you can't ask, what is broken in you? What can I fix to get you back to your usual self? You have to guide them on a journey. And how do you guide someone on a journey if you have no connection? And I don't think having a human connection corrupts a professional relationship. But if patients don't trust you, then they don't know that you're on their team. My office is extremely drab, with drab colours, a very drab view of another brick wall on the outside. But what I really value about it is that it's a personal space where I can have, I guess, personal items that have been given to me over some years. So when I come in, I can remember that I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm not just a consultant psychiatrist. And those objects mean a lot to me. So I have a little doctor's case and a little heart that my son made me during the pandemic out of Lego. And I have a little heart hanging in the window that my other child made me just to remember that we love you. And I've got that RNLI little stress ball that my husband gave me to calm down. I have a picture of the fourth rail bridge because it was built after the Tayside rail bridge disaster. Mm-hmm. And to make people confident in going back on a railway bridge after the Tayside disaster, they built the bridge twice as strong as it needed to be. And they made it beautiful. And there's something about that story that I try to remind myself that that's how services need to be. That's if you're aiming to be twice as strong as you need to be. And a reminder that you're not going to do that by striving for efficiency. You know, there's a balance between efficiency and effectiveness.